This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We are sponsored by NIL Game Changers, Brewers Outlet, and Purdy Insurance, and we are currently in the Sunbury Motors Studios, Sunbury Motors Ford Hyundai Kia Sunbury in Homel's Wharf. I wonder what's going on today. Oh, yeah, I guess today's the first round of the NFL draft, if you didn't know. The Bears are currently on the clock. I would guess the Commanders are on the clock because I think it's pretty certain right now that Caleb Williams is going number one. There was a little bit of smoke early in the draft process that maybe, you know, the Bears wouldn't take him, but I guess it's pretty obvious since they traded Justin Fields to the Steelers that they are going with Caleb Williams at number one. Sounds more and more like Jaden Daniels is going number two, and then the pivot point at the draft right now is going to be number three with the Patriots. Obviously, you know, with the new regime and new coach and Gerard Mayo, it's going to be interesting to see how the Patriots approach this. I think if, you know, Bill Belichick is still in charge, I think there's a real good bet they probably trade down out of this spot. But I think right now that they have such a big need at quarterback, it's going to be hard for them to pass up either of the two guys that they like. Be it Drake May if Washington takes Daniels, or I've seen JJ McCarthy here maybe. It was said earlier today that the Patriots. I forget who wasn't going to trade up to the Patriots because it sounds like the Patriots are trying to get an auction going for that pick between the, for some of the teams that would like to move up and get into that spot and get the quarterback they run after the first two go. The Vikings made that move a couple of weeks ago to get that second number one pick, and it's going to be interesting to see if they move up. I've seen some speculation today that, you know, does Arizona stay at four? Keeping Kyler Murray, you'd think Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, whichever one they have higher, I would assume it's Marvin Harrison Jr. You'd think that would be a good spot for him to go. But I've also seen some stuff today that they might trade down a little bit and kind of do the same thing they did last year and trade out of that spot to somebody that wants to jump up to four to get the guy that they want, and they maybe move back up and get a receiver that way in the lower end of the top 10, and maybe that's how they end up with Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze. So that's some stuff to keep an eye on as the draft starts there between three and four. The Steelers don't pick to 20, I believe, or 22, and then the Eagles are a little bit after that. Seems to be the consensus that the Duke center is the guy that's going to go to the Steelers at that point if he lasts that long. We talked a little bit to Jerry Dulac yesterday about, his thoughts, on the Steelers go in the draft, and that seems to be Neil Coulong on Tuesday, and that seems to be the consensus there from most pundits is that the Steelers are going to go with a center. And now, it's going to be hard to see what the Eagles do. I've seen some, seen some scenarios where they trade up to get the cornerback they want, because it kind of sounds like, you know, when we talked at the beginning of the draft cycle, it seems like the Toledo cornerback would be there for the Eagles to pick, and that seems like, you know, he's kind of rocketed up draft boards, and he's probably going to go before the Eagles go get the pick. So,
oh, the Eagles, they'll botch it.
You seem very confident.
Past history. that's what really bothered me last year was when they picked Carter. And Eagles fans like, how he did it again? You know, how he did what? Do you know anything about the guy? I'm telling you, it's something that it is a pick that bothers me. It's going to be a pick that's always going to bother me. And that was one where, to be honest with you, does he have talent? Yes. But to me, when you have a team, it's more than just about the talent. And he got too enamored with the talent and not enamored enough with the person. That's just me. And he may have a great career, but you know what? I'm sorry, I'm not buying.
I'm not putting this on Jalen Carter in the least, but I wonder if the talent over personality stuff is kind of, you know, when we got to the end of last year, some of the stuff that put them off the rails.
Could be. I mean, it could be. There are a lot of things that didn't go right with that team.
Yes.
And some of it is not all of it's on the defensive side. I mean, it's obvious there were some issues on the offensive side. This is where maybe a guy like Barkley steps in and makes a big difference in terms of how they play offense and then what it means to the other people and the domino effect of having him in the backfield. We will find out. That's something we'll find out. I think they've got to go defense on this one. I think that I would think corner has got to be a place that's a priority one somewhere in today or tomorrow.
I think the couple got, you know, I saw corner for the most part for the Eagles. I think the only other guy I saw there was maybe Verse.
Well, Verse is an exceptional. Now, remember, Hassan Reddick is now with the Jets. Now, I know they picked up in free agency, and they are smart about making sure that they, I think the Eagles have been very smart about making sure they have really good edge rushers. When they won the Super Bowl, I mean, it was Brandon Graham there at the end against Brady. They made all the difference. When they got to the Super Bowl, Reddick was a big difference maker for them. And I believe the Eagles led the league in sacks that year. Didn't they have something like 70 sacks?
Yeah, because I think they had 20-some less sacks this year.
Yeah. So, it's going to be, I would think corner, because that's a big problem for them. And especially when you look at a guy, look, you were counting on getting an extra year out of Bradbury. And he didn't play well. I mean, now, as management, I'm in management. I don't see that coming. I don't. This is not, you know, a 35, 36-year-old corner out there trying to play. I didn't see his mediocre year coming. Slay's, I did. I just have never been a big Darius Slay guy. I just never have. When he was Detroit, didn't matter. I was like, okay. A lot of words, not a lot of production. And that's me. And people may have a completely different opinion than me. But I think they need to get another corner out there that is at least insurance for other people. They re-sign Maddox, which is good, because I think Maddox is actually a pretty good slot corner. All right, and I think not having him for a good chunk of last year really hurt.
I like Cooper DeJean there for them.
So do I.
Because he could do some safety, some slot corners, returns.
Oh, he is a fabulous punt returner. My goodness. He is a guy that, first of all, as a cover corner, he can go one-on-one with somebody. He doesn't need help. And I've watched a lot of video of him because Penn State's been playing Iowa. And you look at him and go, I mean, he's exceptional. Understands leverage. He wants to play the inside. He's using the sideline as his extra defender. He wants to turn you inside because the coverage dictates that there's going to be help in the middle, and he directs you toward the coverage. He doesn't commit penalties. And as a punt returner, I'm going to use that word that anybody who's into analytics just hates, this word. All right? They hate it. It's impossible for them to grasp, but there are some people that actually have a great feel for something. It's innate. The vision, the ability to see where the chess pieces are and to make something happen, that's DeJean as a punt returner. And to be an excellent return man in both kickoffs and in punts, you have to have a feel for it. If you're a kickoff guy or kickoff return guy, right? Where's the hold? Now I accelerate. Boom. You just don't go 1,000 miles an hour the second you catch it. You've got to go, there it is, bang, and then hit it at high speed. Same thing with punts. He picks his way through traffic and then accelerates. He is an excellent athlete. I know he's coming off an injury, but he would be, if the Eagles picked him, in my opinion, that would be a major league pick. That'd be me. I think six quarterbacks are going tonight. My pick now, this is going to be specifically for Roger Haddon. Roger, I'm going to use common sense for your Washington Commanders here. I know it's something that, as a Commanders fan, those words don't normally go in the same sentence. Right? They don't. But new regime, new way of doing things, I think common sense kicks in tonight. You've traded Sam Howell to Seattle. Now, Sam Howell, to his credit, I thought did a good job for Washington last year. Not great, not very good, but a good job. He did not do a poor job. He did a good job. But he's not going to be a guy that's going to take you past being good. Right? That's just not where he is as a quarterback. And that is not an insult in any way, shape, or form. I'm just trying to be realistic in the evaluation of Sam Howell. He'll stay in the league for 10 years. He'll get checks for 10 years. He'll come off the bench and win some games for some teams during those 10 years because he'll be a good backup quarterback. But they need to make a pick at number two that can play right away. Drake May takes longer in this process, in my opinion, to finally be a starter that does a lot of things for you and does them well. So who's the guy, in my opinion, that Washington should take that is actually more ready to play now, even though May may have better upside later? The guy that has pretty good upside but can play now is Jaden Daniels. He's the one that has the most starting experience. He's the one that's been through it between Arizona State and LSU. All right? He's a little bit older. That's fine. That doesn't bother me in the least. He's not Tom Brady old. He's 24 years old. Okay?
Hey, unfortunately, we're Tom Brady old.
Yeah. Maybe you are.
Well. And it's going to, I mean, his legs are going to be huge for that. I mean, that was one of Howell's biggest problems is he got beat up last year by that offensive line.
Absolutely. His ability to move, his experience is going to help. Now, here's the negative on Daniels. For the most part, Daniels is a half the field player. What does that mean? A lot of what LSU did involved half the field. It may have been the right half of the field or the left half of the field. But he was not one of those guys that, hey, fourth progression and all the chess pieces are all over the place, he'd find the fourth guy. Even though he started to the right, he ended up on the left. You watch Daniels play, a lot of stuff is on one half of the field, one way or the other. I mean, it could be the left half or the right half. But when LSU did something, they split the field in half. And that's how he played. But he can move. I think he's smart. He's got the experience, the speed of the game. Like any guy going from college to pro, you have to get used to it, but he's better ready for it because he's played so many games. And I think that's where the Commanders need to go with the second pick. Then I think the Patriots take May. And then the draft gets really interesting at four, because this is where all the crazy stuff has the potential to start. And, you know, because Arizona's sitting there at four, and you know darn well they're fielding phone calls. Minnesota needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. You know, that's where it's going to become interesting. And the Chargers can make moves, too. They've got a quarterback. So at five, if they want to make a move, they can. Unless they want to trade Justin Herbert and draft McCarthy.
That would be taking Michigan man to a whole different level.
Well, the Chargers don't have a lot of fans to begin with.
Well,
they're going to have fewer if they make that move.
Well, unless they're moving to Ann Arbor.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think once we get to four and Arizona's picking, let the draft begin. Because I think there are going to be multiple trades in the opening round of the draft. We'll come back, talk more about this in a moment. It's great to have you with us today. Opening half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Yes, I got a hold of Sunbury Motors yesterday, as a matter of fact. It is time, and I am interested in a couple of vehicles they have. So, you knew I was going to go there first. All right, you knew that. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Draft day. Suit's been walking around the station acting like he's Kevin Costner. Man, I can tell you right now, with all due respect to some really nice people in the station, there's no Jennifer Garner in the station. I can tell you that, okay? Just so you know. All right, and there's some terrific people there. But the suit thinks it's draft day. He thinks that he's Kevin Costner, wheeling and dealing, getting it done.
I haven't been back to the office this week. I don't know. Does he have a big board?
He has a big board there, and none of them include local businesses. To quote the great Fran Fischer, when a member of the Learfield staff said, "I have a couple suggestions about the broadcast," he looked at him and he says, "I suggest you go sell something." Oh, I love Fran. I love Fran. To be honest with you, see, that's the difference. I don't think I could ever say that.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'm a bit concerned about the Suits draft board. He's got Lynn Swann on there. I mean, great guy. Personally, like Lynn a lot. But he's in his 70s now. Okay, this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. That's right, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness for both athletes and businesses. Start your journey today. It's quite simple. Just go to NILGameChangers.org. Just concerned, that's all. It's just me.
I was going to say, Lynn probably doesn't have the same leaping ability these days.
No, Lynn's still a pretty good athlete. He's always a guy I personally liked. He lives down in the Atlanta area now, by the way.
I was going to say, I got to meet him once. He came to a Selins Grove football practice when he was running for governor.
Okay. Well, I do have a great picture of the 2016 Rose Bowl. Jack comes up to me. Jack Hamm comes up to me before the game. He says, "I did something." He says, "I want to make sure it's okay." I said, "I don't care what you did." I said, "It's fine with me. Whatever you did, right?" We've been together, working together so long that it's like, it's no offense, the guy can do no wrong to me. And I said, "Well, whatever." He said, "No, and Lynn Swann was the athletic director at USC at the time." He says, "I asked Lynn Swann to come on our broadcast with us." I said, "Great. That's perfectly fine. I don't care. That's great." So I've got this great picture. In fact, Roger Corey's the one that took the picture of Jack, Lynn, and I in the Rose Bowl broadcast booth doing the game, not posing for the picture, just, you know, I wouldn't call it an action picture, but, you know, doing the game. And the irony was, on Barkley's 79-yard run, that which was just one of the truly great runs I've ever seen a guy in college make, you know, where he starts, bounces to the outside, starts down the near side, breaks a couple tackles, cuts to the inside, goes to the center, swings it all the way to the far side of the field, goes 79 yards for a touchdown. Right? He was on the air with us at the time. It's like, kind of looked over and went, I said, "Lynn, that's sort of what he can do." It's like, but the fact the Suit has him on his draft board, kind of scary.
In his defense, Jack's probably on there too, so.
Yeah, but Jack should be. He's actually better than most of the linebackers still in the league. Well, I can tell you this, he's smarter than they are. There's the trades, I think, are going to be the intriguing part, and the trades are going to be centered around, for the most part, not all of them, but the quarterbacks. And let me give you a guy that is, to me, one of the more intriguing guys in the first round. that I don't know if they're going to trade up, if somebody's going to trade up to get him or not. We'll see. But Brock Bowers at Georgia, the tight end. There's a lot of things about him that this guy, this is a big play tight end. A big play tight end. Now, for example, let's take certain teams. Buffalo already has Knox, and they drafted Dalton Kincaid last year from Utah. So a team like that's not going to go for him. But there are some teams that could really use a guy like this, and I'm wondering if I don't know if they'll trade up to get him, because there's going to be runs on quarterbacks. I think there's going to be runs on offensive linemen. There are no runs on tight ends. I mean, Theo Johnson's going to be drafted tomorrow, in my opinion, at some point. But this is something where I look at it, and I see a guy like that. That is as intriguing a player as there is in the draft, because I think the team that drafts him gets a gold mine. Should he, you know, obviously he'll have to remain healthy in his career. But a healthy Brock Bowers, I think they get a gold mine with that guy.
And, I mean, it's a different game in the NFL, and he's one of the few guys, you know, one of the few tight ends right now that is, you know, can do both. And he was big in Georgia's running game. He's a big play guy. He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of on your side here. I'm surprised nobody has fallen in love with him I guess we don't quite know yet.
Well,
but
here's the reason why I think, though, Todd. I think because people have needs at other positions. Like, for example, let's take Minnesota. Well, Minnesota needs a quarterback, and they're drafting 11. Okay? Next, let's go to Denver. They're drafting 12. What do they need? A quarterback. The Giants need it. I mean, the Giants might need a quarterback. I don't know what they want to do.
It sounds like some of the beat stuff I read sounds like they do want a quarterback, but they don't want to trade up. So they're the ones that are probably, you know, I've seen neighbors there. I've also seen, that's the highest I've seen Bowers too, is to the Giants.
To the Giants.
Yeah.
Look, this guy, he's a big play guy. I mean, the Bears are in an interesting spot because their own pick is actually 9. They have Carolina's pick at 1. So they take Caleb Williams. It's obvious. We know what they're going to do. Okay. And so after Caleb Williams, now what do you do? Do you get an offensive lineman to protect them? Possible. Do you get an electric wide receiver in a relatively deep wide receiver group to give him his version of Ja'Marr Chase like Joe Burrow got? Or do you go with Bowers because they've already signed Keenan Allen away from the Chargers? See, there's the quandary right there with the Bears at 9. I think it's an interesting quandary to have. There's a lot of talent there. Roma Dunzia is still there from Washington. Well, if he's there, geez, he gives me that Ja'Marr Chase feeling. Bowers is a big play guy. And because you drafted Caleb Williams, who has mobility, does that then change your thought process of immediately getting an offensive lineman to protect him?
You know, it's a good problem to have, and I think they put themselves in a position with, you know, with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Cole Kmet at tight end that, you know, they can kind of, you know, who's ever available, they can kind of make that decision. I think they can kind of let the draft come to them rather than be aggressive, because, I mean, even if it ends up being Joel, you know, you can always use a 10-year guy at tackle.
Right,
you know, I think the draft plays real well for them. Just sitting there, I think you can let the draft make your decision there.
The question is, will any of these guys still be there when the dome is done?
Well, you're hoping.
Yeah, the Bears are... Let's take the draft off and the team itself off the board for a moment. You saw what they did, right? They've now committed to a $5 billion stadium. Something like that. I think it's $5 billion. I don't know if the part of that's land acquisition. It very well might be. But they want to build it next to Soldier Field. Now, you're going to get complaints from people about the park down there, about Grand Park and so forth. I understand that. Okay. But they bought all that land out at Arlington Park. Remember, they made that purchase from Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs owned Arlington Park, just so people know. That's why I'm not saying that they bought land in Louisville, right? Churchill Downs owned Arlington Park in suburban Chicago. And the Bears bought it. So the idea and the thought process was, hey, look, the Bears bought that land for a reason. They want to build a stadium out there. Because when you buy a racetrack, that's a lot of land. And, you know, what do you think SoFi Stadium's sitting on right now in Los Angeles?
Isn't it Hollywood? Santa Anita?
Hollywood Park.
Ah, okay.
Santa Anita is on the other side of the San Gabriels from the Rose Bowl. No, they bought Hollywood Park. And that's that. In fact, that's also where the Clippers are building their arena right now. And it's sitting there. What are the Bears going to do with it? Can't build a mall. Nobody goes to malls anymore.
I was going to say, I got an empty one on our highway if you want it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shopping center. What are you going to build? What are they going to build on it?
The casino, probably.
You know, that's an interesting thought. That is an interesting thought. But normally, like in this state, has a different model on casinos that was brought into play by Governor Rendell. Because remember, where did they build the casinos? Racetracks.
Yeah. That's
right? Now, that's not... Now, the mini ones are not going to racetracks, okay? The one that they're looking at here in State College is the old Macy's complex at the Nittany Mall. Obviously not a racetrack. But that was the model in this state. That's not the model in Illinois. I mean, they have casinos all over the place in that state. And they aren't associated with racetracks. Now, Arlington Park's is inactive. It's just right now, it's just a tract of land. In fact, when we did the Northwestern football game, we stayed out within a couple of miles of Arlington Park. So we were actually, I didn't see it. I mean, but I knew it was just down, it was down the road a couple of miles. And I just think that that's an interesting part. What are they going to do with it? It's a lot of money to put into a tract of land. Then you have to get another tract of land to build the stadium you want to build this on. It's going to be $5 billion, they claim, when it's all said and done.
Do they have a practice facility? Could they put a practice facility out there?
Lake Forest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Lake Forest is where their practice facility is.
Maybe Caleb gets the land as part of his number one pick contract.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh. Play held up at Zurich Classic because an alligator is crossing the tee.
I would hold up.
Oh, well, I told you the story about West Palm, didn't I?
Oh, no.
Penn State was playing in the Palm Beach Classic. And that tournament was bizarre because they brought the Miami Heat had played a had played an exhibition game in the Bahamas. So they took the floor in West Palm and they set it up in the Bahamas for them. And then when they brought it back, they put it back in the arena in West Palm. And the floor started sweating. And they had to stop the game like three or four times. They were playing George Washington. It was unbelievable. Well, part of the tournament was they wanted the coaches to play in a golf outing. Well, Penn State's coaches didn't want to go. So somebody had to go. So I say, yeah, I love to play golf. I'll go, hey, great. So I go. And remember Frank Messer, who did the Yankees games for years with Phil Rizzuto and Bill White?
Yes.
Yep. He was the host of it. Terrific guy. It's the only time I ever met him. Really nice guy. Well, I'm going around playing. I'm having a good day. The guys I'm with are really nice guys. All of us are playing well. You know, not off the charts, but we're all walking around. We're, you know, having a respectable day of golf. I get to 18. I drive the ball, and I'm fortunate. It hits the center of the fairway, but it was tilted toward a pond. So it hit the center and then started sliding down toward the pond, and it probably ended up 15 to 20 yards from the pond, but it's still in the fairway. So we're in our carts, and I'm driving down to get it, and this alligator pops out of the pond. I looked at everybody. I said, stop the cart. I said, guys, I said, you can penalize me all you want. I said, but I'm dropping up over here.
Do you get relief for that? I was going to say, my cousin lives in Central Florida, and he actually had pictures on Sunday that they went to go fishing on the lake near their house and decided not to because there was one sunning himself right on the shore.
Well, I mean, down in Orlando, we stayed at the Gaylord Palms, and they had you go over this bridge and everything, and they've got their own, you know, little pond there, and it was called Alligator Alley, and they had all these small alligators in there, and everybody'd stop every day, and they'd have a feeding for them. Now, I wasn't there for the feeding. All right, but it was all part of the attraction of there. So, I mean, I saw alligators all over the place. And then when I was playing golf at Hilton Head last year, we got to the 12th hole, and the alligators stayed in the pond. They did not come out, but we saw them. They were adjacent to the green. I'm like, okay.
I'm not sure I realized South Carolina had alligators.
Yeah, I was surprised. I said... And because I said to the guys in my group, that was Chuck Swenson, Colonel Bloom, everybody, okay? I said, really? They said, yeah, we have a few here. I said, well, you got a few there. And I had gone for a walk earlier because I spoke down there. And I'd gone for a walk before speaking, and I maybe walked like a mile out, mile back. And I went over this bridge, and the bridge said, beware of alligators in area. Okay. So I guess, you know, seeing them on the golf course was not a... And they weren't on the course. They were in the pond. None of them, like the West Palm one, the sucker popped out. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm like going, hey, and I'm not. I got a cart. Well, I'm going. And they stayed in the pond, but that was two places down there, one on Hilton Head and one in a section in Hilton Head and a section in Bluffton that had alligator warnings. Like, okay. Didn't know. So... It's fine. It's like, as long as they, you know, I am not there to disturb their life. Not there at all.
Nor to donate a limb.
Nope. and very willing to take a drop. We'll take a break. Suit on the big board has just selected Dermody Dawson. I mean, great pick. 30 years ago, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Great bumper music. I love it. A little bounce to it.
And Bryce Harper just hit a homer, so perfect for Boys of Summer.
There you go. And he is the ultimate when it comes, in my opinion, to the Boys of Summer. Just plays hard all the time. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can go 0 for 4 and guess what? Bust his backside doing it. I mean, he's the kind of player I hold up to. You know, like there's certain players I look at that play hard, do everything well all the time. A couple of guys that just jump out to me right away, Mookie Betts and Bryce Harper. I mean, I think they are, for little leaguers, you watch those two guys, and you got a lot of things going for you.
You know, he's kind of like LeBron James. He's been in the national spotlight since he was 15 or 16 and never... Mm. Never really had any problems. Still plays, you know, plays the right way. It's it's impressive.
Yeah. No, it is. I want to. By the way, I want to get into NFL draft coverage coming up. But look, let's start with this. As somebody who's done this a long time, and Todd's done this a long time too. But I think it's always important that you do whatever you can to be honest with the audience about the reality of something. And when it comes to the NFL draft, anytime we tell you about how we're projecting somebody to play in the league, we're taking educated guesses. We really don't know. You don't know until you actually see it. That's why I always talk about the first 2 to 2.5 weeks of fall practice. When people ask me about freshmen, I said, I want to watch them practice first. I want to see what are they like against comparable competition. Because in all likelihood, whatever school they played for before, in all likelihood, was not completely against comparable competition. Well, it's the same thing with this. We can project that we think Caleb Williams is going to do this, that, and the other thing. But we're not going to know until we see it. And sometimes it happens later in life. I mean, I mentioned, of all people, I mentioned Jim Plunkett yesterday. First overall pick by the Patriots. Well, the Patriots just totally struggled, so did he. Then when he got to the Raiders, he won Super Bowls.